Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're rocking and rolling for you today. We got a new friend to introduce you to. Kim Castle is with us, and I'm excited about that. She is the co-founder of Brand You. She is the author of Brand You Bible. She is a lady who's been helping companies and individuals all across the country and halfway around the world to put their best foot forward in the marketplace. And as I said, she's our new friend. Kim, welcome to the show.
Oh, it's a joy to be here with you, Jim, to speak with somebody who's as passionate as I am about putting people back in power.
Can you tell?
I certainly can.
Well, I'll tell you, I am, because I'll tell you, Kim, as you may have heard me say, you know, a lot of small business owners are wringing their hands over all the new competition that we've got out there, and they're wringing their hands over, or they're all frightened about what, you know, foreign competition is doing. But it's only a concern. And I'm not saying it's something that isn't real or that it's not something we should deal with. Mm-hmm. But it really should only become a frightening concern if all we focus on is the things we sell rather than how we deliver what we sell and how our customers feel about that.
Absolutely. I think also that wringing of the hands or the concern comes from when you put the power outside of yourself. You can instead be the magnet to pull them in if you concentrate on what it is you're actually delivering.
You know, I heard a great example recently of what we're talking about, and I've been waiting for a time to tell this story, and it's a great story, and I'm excited about this. I was listening to a man from Japan who has a student a program where he brings students to the United States, hundreds of Japanese students to the United States every year. And he was talking about this little bitty university that's only about 5,000 people, no particular specialty in terms of curriculum, no real big claim to fame academically or whatever. It's just this little sleepy little, you know, in this small university in this sleepy little town, and they were bringing in a large portion of their several hundred Japanese students. And so somebody asked him, why would you pick this college? And he didn't say about anything else about the curriculum or anything. He said, we like how they take care of our students.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, that's what he said. And so I said, so what you're saying is that the curriculum is important, but that's really, the product is important, but that's kind of almost a commodity that you can get anywhere. It's the way they deliver it. And he said, that's right.
Absolutely. You have to think about it in business, no matter if your business is a product or a service, that's a given. The thing that you sell is a given.
It's a commodity, isn't it? Everything's a commodity just about these days.
Absolutely. What's greater is the fact that if you sell whatever you sell, like a lifestyle, like an experience, that people don't want to leave. Just like your favorite movie. We think of a brand is a story. You're creating a story that you want somebody to buy into over and over and over. And by doing that and giving it really its own life, people want that.
How do we make this happen in our small businesses?
Well, I'd say the first thing to do is first think about that you're not just selling a product or a service, you're selling a whole of an experience. One of the things that we do, we've actually broken down the process where it's not about like paying a consultant or paying an advertising agency to guess at creating it for you. You have to define the rules from the inside. You have to say, these are the rules for our business. This is the rules for our experience. So we break it down, and it's really just a process.
Well, one of the things you have to realize, and I think this is a default position that you have to wake up with every day, Kim, and that is that my company will have a brand, or maybe multiple brands.
Mm-hmm.
The question is not whether we'll have a brand. The question is who's going to define and tell the public about that brand. Is it going to be me? Is it going to be my competitors? Is it going to be my customers?
If you don't do it, everybody else will fill in the gap, and you'll have to be like chasing. If you don't define it for yourself and come from a very internal place What happens is you'll always be caught in the chase. We call it the chase. You're chasing your competitors. You're chasing your customers. You're chasing the next opportunity. You clearly have to define it almost like concrete. I mean, not almost, definitely like concrete. That you, and then you become that magnet that pulls everything towards you.
Do you think that some small business owners, or a lot of small business owners, feel that branding is the domain of the big companies?
Absolutely,
it's a myth, isn't it?
It's a sad misconception that keeps business small business owners, entrepreneurs, in the chase, out of power. Nowadays, and you know this. This is probably why you're so passionate about it. Business can no longer be done as usual. There's this that we see the Enrons, the corporations, those people that weren't bad. There was a separation of who they are and who they are in business. And so business can no longer be done as usual. There is no separation.
What I tell small business owners is we're not in Kansas anymore, Toto. It's the 21st century.
Absolutely. Plus, Jim, you know this, we're in the information age. Mm-hmm. As consumers, we're overwhelmed with choice and information. We are overwhelmed, so we crave, even if we can't put it in our mouth, the words, we crave a deeper reason to buy something, a greater reason to do business with someone. As business owners, we have to define that.
Well, and there's a loyalty factor in there that I've been trying to define for myself and for my audience, Kim, and mm-hmm. that is the fact that I believe that consumers are this way, but I really believe businesses are this way when we're doing business to business, and that is that they're looking for people to be loyal to.
Yes.
Not because they want to love somebody, but because they want to find somebody who will do the job right the first time so they don't have to go find another one.
Yeah, I think also the big companies, the big Coca-Colas and the Pepsis and the things like that, they're actually causing that desire as well, because they're in this advertising marketing push of like chasing the flash,
right,
coming up with something fancier and a bigger bell and a bigger whistle.
I call it manipulation.
Yeah, I call it the flash. And what happens is it's causing us to be fickle. As public, we look at it and go, oh, yeah, we've seen it, show us something else.
Mm-hmm.
And it becomes a real thin experience. So we want to be loyal. We crave that richness of an experience.
But the thing is, that's entertainment. And what people finally want is they want substance. And I think
yes.
they can get that from small business owners who understand what you talk about, which is, and what you work every day on, which is making sure that you have your brands, you know what they are, you define them, you execute them, and you deploy them, and you defend them. We're going to talk about all this right after these messages with our new friend, Kim Castle, 20 After. Stay with us. We're back. It's 23 After. Mr. Mark Knopfler on vocals and guitar. I'm Jim Blassingame. The small business advocate, Kim Castle, is our guest. She's the co-founder of Brand U, and that's Brand-U. No, actually, it's Brand U with a capital U on the end. And Kim, give us your website and tell us how we can find your book.
Wonderful. It is whybrandu.com. That's WHYBRAND, the letter U.com.
All right.
And several of our books are there.
And the last one is Brand U Bible, is that right?
We have the Brand U Bible, which is actually the whole entire process that people pay us thousands, you know, companies pay us thousands of dollars to do, to open the book. We broke it down into an 8-step process that anyone can do it themselves.
How much is that book?
Oh, it's about, I think it's like $4.97.
$4.97?
$497. Yes, it's,
okay.
Yeah, yeah. It's a process. It's not.
Well, no. It's well. And listen, folks, this is, I wanted to make sure that people understood that. But this is, folks, this is something that could make the difference between whether you survive or not in the 21st century.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, and I'm talking about what I'm talking about is whether you understand the importance and the value of having a brand, defining it and penetrating the marketplace mm-hmm. with that brand. One of the things I'd like for you to talk to us a little bit about, Kim, mm-hmm. is how we differentiate between a personal brand and the company brand. And the reason I mention that is because, as you know, there's an almost imperceptible line between the company and the owner.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you see where the company hasn't been advanced in the marketplace, the individual has, or vice versa, or sometimes successfully both of them. Help us sort this
right.
out.
I'm so glad you asked that. It kind of drives me crazy when people call it a personal brand, or let's develop your personal brand. Of course it's personal. A person's doing it, you know? That person is in business. But if you keep it personal, it gives you an excuse to keep it small. I mean, if you're going to spend a fraction of your time doing anything in business, we spend most of our lives in pursuit, why not make it big? We believe, actually, we have an e-zine called Why You? !! And I wrote this article about don't get caught in the trap. Understanding the difference between what a business brand and a personal brand is. We, in this day and age, business has to be deeply personal. But if you only call it a personal brand, you could be a personal brand in your living room, and nobody's going to buy it.
Well, and what I worry about, one of the things I worry about small business owners developing the personal brand too much, you know, especially if they have a traditional business, mm-hmm. and a more traditional business, and that is when you get ready to sell the business, if you've made such a major focus on the owner, mm-hmm. and the owner wants to retire to the Bahamas, that's going to impact the value of that business.
Yes.
It's not to say that you can't develop them concurrently, but you got to be careful, don't you?
Yes, and when I say personal, it means it's not like, I mean, Tony Robbins is going to have a hard time leaving his business because people
right.
are going to want to look for Tony Robbins.
Exactly.
However, you do have to connect. It's like you got to give your business your heartbeat, your intention, your beliefs, so that it starts to take on its own life. And actually, when you give it a life, it'll have more value. You can always walk away. That value is still with the business.
One of the things I'd like to, by the way, you mentioned the newsletter. Is that, how do we subscribe to that?
Just at our website at whybrandyou, the letter u.com. You could subscribe to it. It's a monthly e-zine.
Is
where
it free?
We do articles. Yeah, it's free.
All right. We like free.
And they can get a report that we're finding that people are doing really great things with. It's called 15 Mistakes That Kill Business Success.
All right. Good deal. And I've got a copy of that, by the way, folks. It's good stuff. Kim, what about, all right, we've got somebody who's just started their business. They're getting ready to break out and maybe hire some employees and really tell the world that they're out there.
Mm-hmm.
What would you tell them the first step to take to make sure that they brand correctly?
The first thing I would do is first make sure that your big business habits are in place, which we call the four keys to big business success. Before you even think about branding, you need to make sure your habits are in place. You need to make sure that the mindset's in place. Often with small businesses, I find that they hold themselves small, and they'll never expand out. I say how big you see is how big you are, and it's not vice versa. And then what I would do is start internally, creating what we call your brand statement, defining your internal reason to be. That's the glue that will hold your business together. That's really the thing that gives your business that soul. That soul.
And notice, folks, she still hasn't mentioned anything about a logo.
Not at all. I'm a graphic. My background is a graphic artist. That's like the cherry on top of your sundae.
That's
Let's
exactly
define
right.
Define your sundae.
All right, what's next?
Okay, then once you define that internal communication, which we do it from a very four-dimensional way because the human mind needs four things answered in order to get something in an instant, then and only then do we go through the external tools of communication, one of which is your logo, your languaging. How about the feeling that you leave in people? Oh, it's so sad, Jim. People often give that power away to the testimonials they get from their clients when
right.
in actuality, you get to control what that is.
Absolutely. And also, you talked about the way people feel about you. You
mm-hmm.
know, that costs nothing, does it?
Nothing. It just
costs nothing to make people make sure that they were glad they came to see you.
Right. Just
and I see people squandering that. I see people squandering that every day.
Yep. Absolutely.
And they don't realize that taking care of customers mm-hmm. is a very essential part of the brand
yeah.
building. Kim, we got a lot more to talk about. Will you come back?
I would love to.
We've had a good time today. Good job, and we'll do this again real soon. Give us the website one more time.
It's whybrandyou, WHYBRAND, the letter U.com.
Check it out, folks. Subscribe to their newsletter and check out that book, too, the Brand You Bible. Quick break, right back with our good friend Tim Berry after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.